from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Trinidad and Tobago government assesses comments by Abu Bakr at a time when the country's sedition laws are being revamped. A mixed response to the Barbados budget, and V.S. Naipaul wins another literary honour in Britain. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. 9 months after being freed on a charge of attempting to violently overthrow the government of Trinidad and Tobago, black Muslim leader Yassim Abu Bakr is once again threatening action. Tony Fraser reports.
Bakr is complaining that a long delay by the government in filing the grounds of appeal against a High Court order to compensate the insurgents amounts to oppression. Last July, High Court Judge Clifford Brooks ruled that a presidential amnesty granted the Muslims while they held the Prime Minister, several cabinet members and 50 other hostages was valid. Justice Clifford Brooks had ruled that the Muslimin be compensated for wrongful imprisonment. The state announced shortly after the judgment its intention to appeal, but has not yet filed its grounds of appeal. Bakr says that amounts to oppression, and according to the Holy Quran, it's better to chop me up than to oppress me. He says, we shall retaliate.
What I can tell you is that there is a course of action that we will take, because we will not take oppression. You know that we will not take oppression. And that if the oppression continues, because it continues, if it continues, we will definitely take a course of action. I mean, there's no question about that. And I don't have my tongue in any cheek.
Bakr is also highly incensed about a raid made a couple of weeks ago by the police on a mosque of the Anjuman Sunnat ul Jamaat, which is the organization of mainstream Islam here. The police said they had a tip-off about arms being kept at the mosque. However, nothing was found. Bakr is contending, too, that the government has gone against its promise to settle the dispute over the 10-acre parcel of land now occupied in part by the Muslimin. He interprets it all as oppression against Muslims and vows that Bosnia will not happen here, as we shall react. Tony Fraser in Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.
And Abu Bakr's comments come at a time when the Trinidad and Tobago government is considering updating the country's sedition laws. Attorney General Keith Sobian told BBC Caribbean Report that Abu Bakr's remarks were being looked at.
The Attorney General acts as legal advisor to the government. If a statement is made and one considers it to fall within the laws prohibiting seditious material, then the Attorney General will have to advise the government on that basis. And that review, as I said, is what is being undertaken at the moment.
A very cautious Mr. Sobian urged against confrontation between government and the Jamaat al-Muslimin.
But I don't want to engender or encourage any feeling of insecurity in the population. I feel confident that any grouping, any individual within the society who may have a real or imagined problem can, by way of dialogue, get to the point where they understand what the government is about in order to meet and treat with our problems in a serious way without having to come to any position of confrontation.
The Attorney General says the Trinidad and Tobago government is about to make some proposals to the Jamaat on the disputed parcel of land. And the president of the main Muslim umbrella group, ASJA, has distanced himself from the Jamaat al-Muslimin statement on ASJA's mosque raid. Dr. Mansour Ibrahim says the government and his group are to make a joint statement on the matter. Dr. Ibrahim told BBC Caribbean Report that Abu Bakr should avoid making such threats, especially during the Muslim holy period of Ramadan. There's been a mixed response to the 1992-93 budget presented yesterday by Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford. The main elements of the budget are a two-year wage freeze and indirect taxes to finance a budget deficit of just over $23 million. Sandra Baptiste examines the reactions.
Mr. Sandiford explained that the incomes policy is designed to deal with issues such as a stable exchange rate, high labor costs, and to make Barbados more competitive in the export sector. He reiterated that the short-term International Monetary Fund-backed stabilization program was successful, and more longer-term structural adjustment measures are being put in place. A $25 million U.S. dollar loan from the World Bank is expected to finance a program aimed at generating a 3.5% growth rate by 1996. The president of the Barbados Economic Society, Anthony Johnson, believes that there isn't too much tangible benefits to identify in the budget, and it could be mildly inflationary. But Mr. Johnson says that perhaps the budget has laid the platform for a resumption of economic growth in the island after 3 years of consecutive declines in the economy and a 23% unemployment rate.
The budget is set in the framework of what is happening in the international economy. And in fact, it dealt with a number of philosophical matters. One might have been looking for something more tangible. That has not been forthcoming. But if you put it in the context,